This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Guys, it's going to be an interesting episode because we have no Mike Falzone. Yes, we have no Mike Falzone, and the reason why is because, man, that boy is busy. It's crazy. He's a busy boy. He's doing his, like, Wrestling Fred shit, and, like, he's going to get too big for this podcast, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm real sad about it already. But it's not so sad anymore because I actually have a co-host guest, which is none other than the so far very silent Chelsea Dunaway.
Welcome.
I think you were being respectful for the intro, and I think that's why you weren't saying anything.
You like wanted a moment of silence for missing Mike.
No, definitely not. I do appreciate you staying silent though, because I think it helps
I'm very respectful.
I was gonna say it helps with the surprise with who my guest is, but
well, and right now I feel like everyone is very excited finding out that.
Well, it doesn't matter if we were being secretive in the file or not, because at the end of the day, probably the name of this episode will have something to do with you or have the guest name. Or maybe not.
I bet it won't.
Actually, it might not. We are naming conventions on the podcast all kind of have to do with things we say in the podcast more than anything.
Yes.
So, Chelsea, you've been on, you were on one of our podcasts before. Oh. You were on Cloverfields.
Nah,
no need to go look for that episode.
Let's not.
Do you remember what episode it was?
I remember it was the one.
I remember like it was yesterday. I mean, you were a little quiet during that episode.
I was having strange. a moment that lasted a very long time.
What does that mean? Were you on your period?
Women are always on their period.
Well, I'm so excited. I am, even though that didn't sound very genuine, but I'm actually very excited to have you on this show because this is definitely a different kind of show than the one that you were on. Well, in the other one, we were trying to be like, so for those of you that don't know, Mike Falzone and I have another podcast called Cloverfields. And the reason why I say have is because it's actually just on hiatus. We didn't stop making it. There's just no new Cloverfield news. Except I will say this. Did you see what happened with the 10 Cloverfield Lane Twitter account?
No.
So it's so weird. And people were sending me this, and I'll bring this up with Mike too, so that you guys can get Mike's opinion on this as well. But I was thinking of doing like a real quick episode of Cloverfields and just like surprise everybody, like, what the fuck? And have the whole episode be about this stupid tweet. Basically, okay, so I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. You guys are listening to this tomorrow for us. If I didn't say for us, everyone would have been so confused about you guys are listening to this tomorrow.
Well, you'll always listen to it tomorrow.
Well, before you look it up, well, actually go ahead and look it up, but don't say anything about it yet because I want to know how right I was. I think it was
I'll be very respectful.
Please
be quiet.
Respect the format, Chelsea. Sorry, sometimes it'll be silent because I'm drinking my Le Croix.
And I'm drinking my Theraflu.
Oh, is that what the kids drink in New York?
Man, yes.
By the way, you are coming in via satellite from New York City. You live in New York City, and I hate it because you're such a talented, hilarious person. And I'm selfish, and I want you here so that we can make stuff together. And in the world, it's interesting because had you been living here, not to rub it in, we would have already had you in so many fun sketches, and I think most people listening to this would be more exposed to the genius that is your ridiculous comedy and your hilarity.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I appreciate you saying that, because I do like adding more regrets to my list.
If you didn't feel depressed enough, here's some more depression for you.
Sure, thank you.
If you lived here, you'd already be on a bunch of shows and you'd be a famous LA actress. But it doesn't matter. Live in New York with the roaches and the trash.
Oh, it's true.
I'm anyway. I don't like New York. We can talk about this later. Maybe we'll we don't have to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it? I think people want to know.
No.
Well, anyway, so the Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane Twitter account tweeted out a ridiculously strange tweet. Chelsea, you're looking at it now, right?
Yes.
Did you think it was going to be like an in-game tease or something, or some kind of Cloverfield-related ARG thing when I was just mentioning that they did this?
Not necessarily. I actually instantly, the first thing I thought of was just a tweet that said like test or something.
Oh, right. Like a fuck up tweet.
An actual, I mean, this doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's the equivalent of a fuck up tweet, I feel like. Like, had it just said test or like.
Maybe I'm not looking at the right tweet.
Well, let me say what it is and then we can talk more about it.
Please.
I think it was either yesterday or the day before, but it was like Mean Girls Day or something.
Wait. The 10 Cloverfield Lane Twitter account?
Twitter account. Yeah.
Then is it not there anymore, because I don't see anything.
Oh shit. I wonder if did they undo it? Maybe they undid it because it's so ridiculous. They must have removed it. But do you remember on Twitter there was like this Mean Girls Day thing?
Yes.
What was that for? Was it because of the movie there was some kind of thing?
So, not just for generally for mean girls. It was from the movie. There's a quote where she's
Shout out to all my mean girls.
The boy said this. And that's what
it wasn't for real life mean girls to share with each other on social media.
Mean Girls Appreciation Day.
So
there's one for everyone.
All right. Well, the studio made that up. Just like all the other hashtag days, National Girlfriend Day, all that other garbage.
Well, I mean, it's not an official day. It's just that in the
the mayor of Earth has officially sanctioned. They declared
cutting ceremony.
October 3rd is Mean Girl official World Mean Girls Day.
Right.
I wonder how China would feel about that. They don't care. I mean, you can't oust the mayor of Earth. You have to agree with the mayor.
But you can joust him.
Oh, man. This episode's going to be called The Mayor of Earth, isn't it?
Maybe. That's in the top right now.
But you know what's funny? We probably won't mention the mayor of Earth again, and that'll make it even weirder that we called this episode The Mayor of Earth.
I think that's what qualifies the titles of your podcasts, right?
You know what? It's such a... Yeah, I mean, but it's usually something that, like, was either a really funny moment in the podcast or, like, something that kept coming back. And it's only after the fact that we ever really know what to name it. And, in fact, Mike Falzone's the one who names them. Every once in a while, he'll tweet me. He'll text me and say, hey, man, what the fuck should we call this episode? And I think only two of the suggestions I've ever made have made it in. And in fact, I've only ever made like two attempts at naming the show. In fact, maybe I uploaded it once.
So the two times you made attempts are the two times that you got to name it?
Yes.
Sounds like you need to make more of an effort.
It also sounds like I need to figure out sentence structure.
Absolutely.
But this is a problem I've had for years.
Well, wait, why don't we have Mike name this?
Why don't we have Mike on the show?
Why don't we call him up? Let's call him up. Let's get him on.
I mean, Mike, the horn. Mike will be able to name this episode because he's ultimately the one I pass the edited file off to, but
perfect.
I'm definitely going to hard suggest he calls it The Mayor of Earth.
I would love for him to call it Mark's Not Here.
Or Not The Mayor of Earth.
Anything but The Mayor of Earth.
I think The Mayor of Earth is something that's pretty funny. Like, if I was browsing through a list of podcasts, sorry about that sound I made before I just said that, but my mouth made a sound because of the LaCroix.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that if someone browsing through podcasts looking for a new podcast, if they saw something called Dynamic Banter, The Mayor of Earth, I'd like to think someone would want to click on that and listen to it and then be disappointed that it's not really about that at all.
And it's not some weird philosophical fever dream podcast.
Yeah, right? Like someone's like, oh man, we should have a mayor on Earth. The Earth should have a mayor.
I mean, maybe you should be the mayor of Earth.
I would be a terrible mayor of Earth.
Absolutely. But like, I think it's scientifically proven right now that the universe is dying. So why not run for mayor?
Maybe if I started a petition or started like a thing online that I want to be the mayor of Earth.
Yeah, you'd get it.
But think about it. The mayor of Earth would have so many more responsibilities than just the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's already kind of a joke that anyone could be the president of the United States.
You're telling me.
Oh no, we're getting political. Ah! No, but I think that the reason why they say that is because when you become the president of the United States, you're surrounded by people that have already been in the White House for years. And you're basically just kind of like a figurehead while
ghosts?
All these other people. Yeah. Yes, ghosts. But I feel like if you were to become the mayor of Earth, there's no infrastructure for being the mayor of Earth. And by the way, why wouldn't it just be the president of Earth?
No, I think it's more like arranging morale for Earth, like setting up ice cream socials and fundraisers.
You know what?
Volunteering at galas. Wait, the mayor doesn't have to volunteer at his own galas, do they?
Listen,
is it gala or
that's
gala?
Their word. Listen, that's an inappropriate. You're triggering me. This is a bigger bit than I'm used to because my bits are usually on the smaller scale. I like to say stuff like the mayor of TV or like the mayor of soda.
Do a lot of mayor bits.
Well, every once in a while I'll throw out a mayor bit because it's funny.
Like, I believe you were the one who brought up Mayor of Earth.
Yeah. I think mayors are funny.
Digging your own grave here. Dish out the water in the boat that you're sinking.
Listen, that's all the other, like whenever I'm on a podcast, that's anybody else's job.
Sure.
Like you're like pulling the water out of the boat that I have caused.
Man, I miss Mike.
The funny thing is Mike and I both do that job though. So it's nice to have a bit of a balance.
You guys are
not
are
that I don't like couple. Having Mike on the Mike. I mean, obviously this show doesn't work without Mike and I wish you weren't here, Chelsea, at all. But, you know, it's nice. A little variety is nice. One day Mike will do this show without me, probably, if it's possible. Because equipment is here in my place, so I don't know how that'll work. But, I think mayors are funny. I think it's funny to be like the mayor of TV chooses what we watch on TV and what gets canceled.
Yeah.
Because whenever you think of like a mayor in movies, they're always like either really dumb or like there's something weird about them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're crooked or whatever. There's never been like really a normal mayor in like a movie before, I don't think. Although I haven't seen every movie about mayors, so.
Well, I think that should be number one on your to-do list is watch every mayor movie. And then you'll be the mayor of movies.
This summer, I'm watching every movie with a mayor in it. So that I can be the mayor of movies.
I think that's the only qualification
see,
for being
my
mayor.
My petition. See, that's where. Let's forget the mayor of Earth. That's too big for me.
Okay. I
could be. Listen, let's just
talk about your career move.
Can I be frank? I don't want to be the mayor of Earth. I be frank? The mayor of Earth. I would rather be the mayor of movies because that's so cool. Could you imagine if you could call
on though. I mean, I don't mean to rain on your parade here, but there's a lot of movies out there. Like a lot of not great movies.
I know. I just went to a
you
film
would be
festival.
Mayor over all those?
Sure.
People would come to you and be like,
it's my fault a movie was bad or something.
Absolutely. You gonna do something about this movie?
Well, you know, if as the mayor of movies, if I had, I would rather, maybe I should be the mayor of Hollywood. Is that better than the mayor of movies? No, because there is a mayor of Hollywood already. All
right. Well,
by the way, there's a town in California called Idlewild. I think I've talked to you about this place.
Oh, I know about it from the Fosters.
What's the Fosters?
Oh, it's a great ABC. I'm sorry. It's a great Freeform TV series.
Oh, shit. They talk about Idlewild in it?
It's, well, you would not like it at all. It's very depressing.
Well, how often do they bring up Idlewild?
Not often. A boy went to school there. He's a musical boy.
Oh, my God. That's where Bree went to school. Bree, and you know,
she's a musical boy.
She's a musical boy. Bree went to school in Idlewild, the arts school there, which makes me infinitely jealous, because if I had known there were art schools that I could have attended, I would have liked school and graduated from it.
Mm.
But do you know who Casey Abrams is? Is that a familiar name to you?
Nah.
I believe he won American Idol or something. He's got a great voice.
Oh, I don't know.
And he's now in the Postmodern Jukebox band, which I'm obsessed with.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Puddle's Pity Party and all that fun shit?
Is that the clown?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fucking love Postmodern Jukebox, and Casey Abrams is in that now. And in fact, he's playing at Radio City Music Hall tomorrow night. Tonight, well, for you podcast listeners, the Postmodern Jukebox.
Postmodern Jukebox.
Sorry, I'm drunk. Oh my God! Dude, we should make a band called Postmodern Jukebox, and it should be old-timey kids songs.
No, I don't like it.
Like, what if it's just twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. That doesn't really work, maybe.
No, I don't like it, and I don't like kids, and I don't know why you brought that up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Neither do I. I really like Postmodern Jukebox, though. We gotta do something with that, okay?
Fine.
Write it down!
I have a pencil.
Anyway, but Casey Abrams also went to Idlewild, and that's how Bree knows him. And but I fucking love Idlewild. I'm upset that there are people in the media talking about it, because it's kind of a secret little tucked away town that Bree and I like to escape to every once in a while, because there are these beautiful cabins just there in this, like, and Idlewild is just this great little hippie town where there's, like, you know, little restaurants and a coffee shop, and everybody knows each other, and it's just like this quaint little hippie town in the mountains, but it's beautiful. And we stay in these cabins, we Airbnb these cabins, and we bring friends, and we use it as a place to write scripts and come up with ideas. And I wrote the Lizard Wizard song out in Idlewild. Anyway, but I love it. And why did I bring it up?
You want to be the mayor of
Idlewild. Because no, the mayor of Idlewild is a dog.
Oh, get the fuck out.
I swear to God, Mayor Max. And it's the fucking funniest thing.
I don't know.
You don't like it?
I love dogs. But I just, like, it stresses me out. Like, does he get anything done?
It's the amazing thing. Like, I don't know much about the politics in Idlewild. But I do know they love Mayor Max. Mayor Max is the name of the dog. And
I don't think their politics are very... overwhelming there.
There are photos of Mayor Max everywhere. He's referred to Mayor Max, and they parade him around sometimes, and the town gets to see him, and they hug him and shit.
Is he very, very old?
Well, I believe we are now on to a different number, Mayor Max.
Oh, you know what I mean. I don't like it a lot.
Well, it's Max's kids. It's his own kids.
No. I really don't like it now.
What do you mean? Why don't you like it? What are you kidding? Why?
It's so Shamu.
Well, but not at all. They're very nice to animals there. They're very much like they're into animal rights in Idlewild. They take the utmost care of Mayor Max. They don't make him do anything. I think it's just someone
except
in town.
Except make babies and then name him his name?
No. They just don't listen. I think you're Fortune 500 big box corporation-ing this whole thing. I think you're making this into a big PR thing. It's really just like
classic Chelsea.
Listen, I just think some hippies decided to be like, hey man, we should have a mayor dog that's mayor, and then that's it. It's just like it probably lives on a fucking organic farm, and they probably like feed it organic chicken and rice and shit, and it's probably very well taken care of.
Okay. That's neat.
Anyway, I just thought that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to meet him.
Well, you will someday. I'll take you to Idlewild. Right. But anyway, if I so I when I think about the mayor of movies, though, I think about how back in the day there used to be like critics that like were known, like people knew who Siskel and Ebert were, and people knew who who's the Leonard Maltin was, and like there were the movie critics that like were household names, and it makes me think
like
of
the animated series The Critic.
Yeah, like there would never be a cartoon called The Critic about a fucking movie critic had there not been like popular critics that like people knew. So, but thinking about being the mayor of movies, I'd like to be kind of like a, like almost like a Siskel and Ebert. Like people are just like, oh, the mayor of movies says this about The Arrival, or the mayor of movies saw the new X-Men movie and here's what he has to say. Like
you could do that.
I would enjoy like the small Siskel and Ebert fame from being the mayor of movies.
Well, wait, so you are just saying you want to do what you do right now, but focus it on your reviews of movies.
But also call myself the mayor of movies.
Yeah. So it's a very parallel move, if you ask me.
But I also kind of want to be like Gene Shalit. Do you know who that is?
Can you tell me more?
Gene Shalit was a movie critic. I don't know what happened to him, but he's like ridiculously hilarious. He's got like a big mustache and big curly hair.
Kind of sounds familiar.
Well, he talks like this. He's got a real funny lisp. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about? Yeah, I've got an example of what he sounds like right here from YouTube. Here we go. Ooh, listen to that crowd go wild. All right, hold on.
That was just for him?
Double feature this morning. Listen. He's over in the Critics Corner with the first of two reviews, starting with the new John Travolta, Nicolas Cage thriller, Face Off.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics Corner. If the mathematics geniuses at Princeton's Institute for Advanced Studies see Face Off, I defy them to calculate the total rounds of ammunition blasted from pistols and automatic weapons.
Oh.
Oh my God, he passed away. That's why we don't know where he is now. He passed away.
Well, we do know where he is. He's
well, I mean, we don't know where he is.
Well,
if you want to get philosophical about it.
They should calculate the number of fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smash-ups, beatings, choking.
Boat smash-ums? I swear to God, he said boat smash-ums.
Oh, I like them all.
Wait a minute.
They should calculate the number of fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smash-ups, beatings, choking.
They should calculate.
Boat smash-ems. Even if he said boat smash-ups.
No.
It's still hilarious. We should call this episode boat smash-ems.
You're going to have to give Mike a list.
A
of
list?
Options.
What if...
Give
okay,
like 20
okay.
options.
He didn't really say boat smash-ems, right?
I believe he did, and I don't want you to destroy my dreams.
Well, let's listen to it one more time.
Fire, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smash-ups, beatings, choking.
I hear smash-ems.
The alternative is he said boat smash-ups.
What is a smash-up? That's when
well,
you combine
well,
music.
Well, no, while he's, it's what Postmodern Jukebox does. Postmodern Juice Box. Listen, we could also call this episode Postmodern Juice Box.
No.
Okay. The video I'm watching with boat smash-ups in it shows a boat literally crashing through a building with fire around it from Face Off.
Oh.
So while he's saying it, we're seeing a boat smash through a window. So I'm assuming that would be the definition of a boat smash-up.
I prefer smash them.
But would anybody, like, who would ever say boat smash up? Tonight on the 11 o'clock news, there was a boat smash up down on the water. We're going to get back. We're going to find out more after this. There was a real bad boat smash up over there in Lake Casitas. Did you hear about it?
Maybe it used to be, like, the way you described a boat smash up. But then they decided it sounded very rude.
Let's take back Smash Up.
Absolutely.
Right now, you know what the kids say Smash? You heard them say this?
Is it for doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They go like, oh man, would you smash? It's like it's a thing the kids say.
Uh-huh.
So, maybe a Smash Up is something.
Oh no.
Like, maybe smash is just like, we had sex. A Smash Up is like, we went to fucking town. Like, we had a real fucking fuck time.
Is it smash with mash up? So does that mean then it's like a threesome?
Oh, like a threesome is a smash up?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, actually, I kind of like that. Let's do a vote. And yeah, everyone listening, tweet at... Tweet at the Dynamic Banter Twitter account, at Dynamic Banter, and also add at Miss Lady McGee in there. Is that your Twitter name?
Yep.
MissLadyMcGee?
Yes.
Maybe don't add Chelsea in there.
It's just going to confuse me.
If you want to, that'd be nice. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. But I want to know, do you guys think a smash up should mean a threesome or really rough sex?
What if it's both?
Nah.
At the same time? No?
Fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smashes, beatings, choking, stabbing, explosions in this new John Travolta, Nick Cage action movie.
This is a
I wish you guys could see his face. He's
what
just
movie
like,
was it?
Face Off.
Face Off.
Gene Shalit was a real funny looking guy. Anyway, I'll be the mayor of movies. Sure.
You should be the mayor of Gene Shalit.
No.
No?
I'm sure his estate is already taking care of that.
Oh, yeah.
If I was going to be the mayor of any old celebrity, it would be Rip Taylor. Anyway, yeah. Let's get back to what 10 Cloverfield Lane tweeted out.
Oh, yeah.
They tweeted out... like something like Happy Mean Girls Day or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was like ridiculous. Like, why the fuck? What's going on? Yeah, it was like Happy Mean Girls Day, and it had like a GIF from Mean Girls or something.
So I'm gonna make this a lot less fun than you will, but you can bring it back. I have faith in you.
Okay.
I feel like that just means that the intern who runs the account accidentally forgot to switch back to the other account before they posted a tweet.
you know what? You might be right.
Or maybe it's in game. I don't know.
Maybe it's in game. Well, some people were tweeting at me in game. Is this in game? Like I got a lot of tweets about it. But
did you get a screenshot of
the
it?
Reason why I even brought this all up is because Chelsea, you were on an episode of that show, and that was my introduction of you to this one.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we're back there. Oh
my
yes,
God!
Look that up.
Owen just sent me a little... Dude, Owen's way of communicating with the podcast now is very interesting. Owen, what you should just hop on a mic.
Is he there now?
Yeah, he's here now.
Owen.
She's excited that you're here, Owen.
Tell Owen, me say hello.
Owen informed me, Chelsea says hi, by the way, Owen. Podcast loves this part. Owen sent me a message that says, Dan Trachtenberg wrote Mean Girls.
Oh my God, did Dan Trachtenberg tweet a GIF from Mean Girls?
No, but I mean, like, if we were going to connect... But the thing is, Owen, is the tweet was redacted or retracted or whatever. They removed it. They Dan Retractenberg'd the tweet. So even if there was like a loose connection to Dan Trachtenberg having written Mean Girls, it's still strange. They removed it. They removed it. So like,
did you see? Is there like a Mean Girls Twitter account?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe they meant to do it from like the normal Paramount Twitter account or something. I don't know. Is it even a Paramount movie? It better be, because that'd be even weirder that 10 Cloverfield Lane tweeted that out. Unless it was just meant to be like a thing for Dan Trachtenberg, but it didn't mention him.
There is a Mean Girls Twitter account.
Is it run by Paramount?
Let me see. I don't know. It's verified.
Is Paramount the movie company that released Mean Girls? I'll wait.
The number of fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smashes, beating.
I think Bob Odenkirk did a Gene Shalit impression.
Oh, really?
I think so. Owen, am I right about that?
Let's get him on.
Let's call Bob Odenkirk?
Yeah.
I'm going to type it in right here. Bob Odenkirk. Gene Shalit. I might be wrong.
If you're wrong,
I'm going to
be sad.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I seem to remember Bob Odenkirk doing a very similar character, though. So, Chelsea, the reason why I brought any of this garbage up is because I want to introduce you to the Dynamic Banter audience, if they had not listened to Cloverfields. But you are basically like my best friend on the East Coast. You and I...
Thank you for that. Button.
You always hate that. You hate that I call you my best friend on the East Coast. Why is that?
Because I want to be everyone's best friend in the world.
But you have the best friendship. You have a friend, a family friend, who you call your West Coast mother.
Yeah.
And you're perfectly okay with that.
She's not my birth mom.
She can't be your birth mom, so it's okay that she's your West Coast mom?
Absolutely.
I get it.
Well, but maybe, I do have a West Coast bestie.
Maybe one day when we fucking work together and can make a goddamn show, make something work, then we will be best friends. I was waiting for you to do the, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait for you. Chelsea and I
got genuinely sad and hurt instead.
It does seem fucked up to say, well, maybe one day we'll be best friends and it's my fault that we're not.
Right.
Listen, Owen is my best friend by proxy, or by not by proxy, but because I've known him longer than I've known you.
That's default. You don't even need to mention that anymore. I have a few of those, you know.
Who's your West? Who's your West Coast bestie? Who's your Westie?
Anne.
Do you have a Westie? A Westie dog?
Oh no! Heavens no.
See, so you have a West Coast best friend.
Yes, I do.
That's not me. So I think it's okay that you're my East Coast best friend.
Yeah, it's not you, because I refer to you as my best friend. One of my best friends. Well, I do say one of my best friends.
Yeah, see? So it's all right. It works out.
But that's only because you call me a good friend, usually.
Well, what am I supposed to call you? Like, a good friend is so much shorter than being my New York best friend, my East Coast best friend.
Listen, I'm not in the mood to start crying on the podcast.
Well, don't worry, I've got an audio clip ready to make to cheer you up if that happens.
Plane crashes, boat smashes, beep.
We've known each other for years, though, since like maybe 2007 or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. See.
Yeah.
I'm
like
a good
22
friend.
2 years.
Yeah. So we met because we worked together at Sony Pictures Digital Place.
Correct.
And we became fast friends because you like love the state and Stella, and you're into all these like really cool sketch comedy things that not very many people at the time that I personally knew even had even heard of.
Yeah. And so, I'm great.
What?
I'm great.
You're great. So we instantly became very fast friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what our meet cute is?
Of course I do, but you go first.
What? Wait, am I supposed to remember?
Wait, you don't?
Well, I'm asking you if you remember, because maybe I don't remember.
I don't either.
Really?
Or I don't if you don't.
Wait
no,
a minute.
No, I don't.
Wait, you don't?
Well, don't be a dick about it. I don't remember lots of things.
What just happened? I thought I was being a dick because you remembered and I didn't.
So you don't remember?
I don't know. I think I remember maybe like roughly when you started at Sony. You started to work in the floor 1.2 area. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm starting to get choked up.
Well, I was very scary back then.
No, I just couldn't breathe around your stench. I was getting choked up.
Too. Well, that's what's so spooky about me.
Spoopy. But Todd Felix, a mutual friend of ours, I believe you worked in his team. You didn't work in his team. You just worked next to him.
Warmer.
So you were in,
I sat next to him.
You sat next to him, but you were on like the TV team.
Sure. Yeah.
And they were all TV over there. Like Felix was like Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. And Anne was like, Anne was Young and Restless or something. Or Anne worked with Felix.
Yeah.
And then Lauren. No, Lauren hadn't come in yet.
Hey.
This is starting to get way off track. Let's bring it back.
They should calculate the number of fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smash-ems.
Boat smash-ems. So and like Amrish was over there, and like Todd Shirasago. Shouldn't be Bill. Saying everyone's long. Yeah, Bill was there. So Katrina. Anyway, I roughly remember just being introduced to you, but I don't remember, like, I'm sure you had been working there for a while before we became friends, right? Like, we didn't become friends like the day you moved, you started.
I actually think pretty much when I started, I believe within the first week, we met, because my roommate Brian told me to, like, he was like, oh, I have some like an old coworker there who I think you would be best friends with, best New York friends with one day.
Oh. And best East Coast, like, and second best West Coast friends with.
Right. You will be great acquaintances.
So it was Brian that kind of...
Brian said, ask around for Juicy Steve. and I remember saying to you, my roommate told me like to ask for Juicy Steve, and you were like, why would he say that?
You know what's interesting is I had a lot of nicknames there, but I don't quite recall why Juicy Steve was one of them.
It may well have been something that only Brian called you, and maybe not even to you.
And it might have been because of the postmodern juice box.
It was a premonition, really.
Brian and I dream fasted.
Yes. Oh my god.
But we, so yeah, so then I guess I don't remember then. I don't remember, like,
good. Well, I'm glad that we're
friends. I do remember that we used to like go to this like beef waterfall place in Culver City for lunch.
And we used to go to the Old Man Baby comic book store.
We would go to Old Man Baby comic store, which is Big Al's or Big Lou's. Is it Big Al's or Big Lou's? Big Lou's.
I just know it as Old Man Baby.
Well, I get kind of a little bit teary when I drive around that area, because it reminds me of all the good times we had. Like, we would walk to Symantec and eat there, and like.
And Symantec always gave me a lot of anxiety because I felt like we were sneaking on site.
Well,
because
we would like, it was really like, okay, so we would go. So there's this building in Culver City that is like the Symantec building. Symantec is like a popular computer electronics distributor. And they made like CD-ROMs and shit back in the day. And I think now they do antivirus shit. But anyway, who cares?
Yeah.
But their building was right there across from where we were working. And we would go have lunch over there, but they're like, there was this thing where, like, if you were an employee, you got like an employee price on the food there. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, we would like be mistaken for employees, and we get discounts.
Well, we would say we were employees. Should I not say that?
No, I mean, maybe we did. I don't remember that. But yeah, sure. I'm sure we did.
Because that's what gave me very intense anxiety.
Well, I remember having anxiety just because it felt like we shouldn't be there, period.
Correct. Yeah.
But that,
it's true.
But that, no, I mean, that was an open, like, it.
Yes. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't like the public could go there, but it was,
I have
like
anxiety
if you.
Anxiety right now thinking about it. A cemetery once, isn't the which cemetery is it that's over there?
So it's the one where Bela Lugosi is buried,
correct?
Which I forgot.
And John Candy, right?
John Candy is there, yeah. And maybe it's the one with Walt Disney. No, that's the Burbank one. That's the Forest Lawn one.
Yeah, we went there once with Griff and Anne.
Yeah, I remember. For Halloween we would go and have like a, or Valentine's Day, would we go for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were just like, fuck love. Love is dumb. Yeah. And we would go eat over there, even though I was married.
Absolutely married.
So, but yeah, we would, there were some good times over there. We worked on some stuff. We never really worked together, but I remember I had, oh my God, this is going to be, this is kind of our meet cute, sort of, maybe. I mean, I'm sure we were friends already, but this made us like better friends.
Good save.
Remember when I got the Cloverfield monster toy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I had it on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we weren't close. We weren't super close at the time. Because I feel like that brought us closer together. Am I wrong?
Well, maybe I'm just not a great friend. I'm very quiet.
I just remember you coming over and being like, holy shit, Cloverfield, I worked on the ARG. And then I was like, I freaked the fuck out. And then we were like, became closer friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think it was something to do with Slusho. I feel like you had a
I had a Slusho cup. Yeah.
Because I had a Slusho hoodie.
That's right. That's right. It was right around. Yeah, you had your Slusho hoodie on.
Or I probably saw your car and was like, Slusho. And then we were like.
Well, the Slusho car was like a little bit later.
Was it?
Just a little bit. It was a little.
I think you had it when we first started working together.
Well, but that would be 2008.
Really?
Did we meet in 2008? Or actually, no. Wait, you're right. Because Cloverfield came out in January of 2008.
1-1-1-8-0-8.
Yeah, so we must have been friends before that. So we did meet in 2007, technically. This or is a literally. Great podcast.
Those plane crashes, boats match a beat.
Everyone's asleep. My little babies.
Anyway. So, but we've known each other for a while, and now you live on the East Coast.
Now we've been demoted to just good friends.
Now we're just good friends. But we would, like, cause all sorts of troubles back in the day. We'd have all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
We'd talk about Flash cartoons and everything.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole list of things we used to make jokes about.
Well, we used to talk on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And
I moved back here, you would call me on your commute.
What year did you move back to New York?
That's a wonderful question.
Okay.
we'll
be right back.
Fact check.
I do have a photo of you in my photo archives of you leaving the Sony parking lot on your last day at Sony.
Oh, that's really sad.
I know. I don't know why I was taking pictures of you driving away.
It's like, why did you take that picture?
I don't know. It's weird, but I have it. Get out. Because I plastered it all over the lunchroom and was like, thank God this one's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, 9, 10 when I moved back.
You were 10?
I was 9 or 10 when I moved back.
It was like 2010 or something. Okay. But anyway, that's not really relevant, but we used to talk on the phone all the time. I would call you on my commutes, because my commutes to Sony were goddamn fucking awful.
Yeah, like an hour.
An hour or more sometimes, because there'd be an accident, or the 405 was a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd take the PCH, whatever, this is boring. Yeah. So we'd talk on the phone.
No, let's talk more about that.
Well, and then we would talk about, like, sketches, and like we would just make each other laugh the whole time, and we'd do voices, cartoon voices, and talk about movie ideas, and like, so we have like a Google document
Google document.
I hear kids use these Google documents.
That's an online written file.
But we have a Google Doc of all of the or at least a lot of the stuff we came up with together, right?
Well, there's no way of knowing how many things we've truly
I love that Willy Wonka song. There's no way of knowing. So, yeah, there's no way of knowing what?
How many wonderful things we came up with in real life.
Well, but, like, we would write down a lot of the funnier ones, right?
Yeah, but can I say that number 37, fart cover-up, is amazing?
Okay, well, hold on. Before you get to that, though, let's set this up a little bit. Well, I guess we set it up a lot already.
Yeah.
we wrote a bunch of fun shit together, and one day we're gonna like actually turn this into stuff. But we
I actually feel like some of this you may have already used in your during your career.
Well, which brings me to another thing, which is kind of a controversial point between the two of us, which is the Science of Chimpanzees debacle.
Oh, well, that's in the past.
Well, yeah, but I think it's good. It's fun entertainment to talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So there's a song that I have on my SoundCloud account that will end up on the Animals album that I swear to fuck I'm making. I swear I'm making it. It's going to happen. Owen and I wrote some songs. It's going to happen. I don't know when, but it will. But there's a song that will be on the album that you can listen to right now on my SoundCloud. Right now on my SoundCloud.
Don't.
And it's called The Science of Chimpanzees. And this is a song that Chelsea wrote. Chelsea wrote all the lyrics to this song.
Correct.
But I created the music for it.
Well,
because you sent me a demo version that had like
my voice and a tambourine.
A tambourine.
Which was as God intended.
So what I did was, is I took it and I created
the whole fucking thing.
I made an acoustic version of it. And then I sent you that, and you were like, this is great, I love it. And I was like, cool. So I figured it, like, at that point, it turned into a collaboration song.
Mm. But every, like, my voice was not in it.
Right, because we couldn't figure out a way to get your voice onto the track. And so the demo version that I made, which had every intention of having you on it in some capacity,
sure,
ended up just being like, put on my SoundCloud as a Steve Zaragoza song.
Mm-hmm.
Even though for all intents and purposes, it's really just a demo.
Right.
But I started like performing it at like SourceFed stuff. Well, before I performed it in the SourceFed New York show or wherever I performed it in the SourceFed live show at the YouTube space, it was on my SoundCloud as like a Steve Zaragoza song and had you uncredited completely. But it wasn't like I was trying to steal the song or anything. It was just like
I just didn't
properly credit you there. And it was like 100% an oversight, a mistake.
Yeah.
But it sucked because you were like, "Hey, I wrote that song." And I was like, "Holy shit, I feel like a fucking dick because yeah, you fucking wrote that song." And so I changed it, obviously, I added that you wrote it, but then when I performed it at the SourceFed live show, I said, this is a song that my friend Chelsea wrote.
Yeah.
It's called The Science of Chimpanzees. And that was the first time it ever been performed live in any, like, meaningful capacity. And I think that, you know, in giving you credit properly there, it kind of made good on the mistake I made.
Do you just want validation that we're cool?
No, because I don't need that, because we obviously it's in our past, like you said.
Anyway.
No, it's in our past. We talked about it already.
I know. Yeah, it's fine.
We've driven it into the ground, but it's an interesting story. Like, I feel bad about it, and now I'm setting the record fully straight on Dynamic Banter.
Sure. And I appreciate it that now it's on tape.
Officially, you wrote that song.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's brilliant. It's a great song.
But here's the best part about that, like, me being a little bit upset about it, is that we talked about it because we hadn't talked about it. And then we finally talked about it in person when you visited, like, a few years ago. Like, I think it was your first visit to New York, maybe?
Yeah.
And I was like, you didn't give me any credit. And you just posted it and you changed the whole thing and you took my name out, and then I was like, let me find the tweet, and I found the tweet, and you were like, this is a song that I wrote with my friend, and you definitely said my name. And I was like, oh okay,
wait a minute, so it was all wait, so you were upset for nothing then?
Well, let's not go crazy here.
But
I mean, it was a surprise.
I mean, I think at the very least, like, we unofficially collaborated on it once I had written the, like, music for it.
Yeah.
And then sent you the demo, and you were like, I love this. And we were like, we'll get you to sing on it someday.
Yeah.
So that was like, that took care of like the unofficial, we are collaborating on this song issue. But when I like then uploaded it and like changed it all up and made it into like a more of a demo than it was.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised you.
And when I get surprised, I just get very sad.
Oh, you're a special snowflake, Chelsea.
Well.
But so I will always feel terrible about that, even though that's like not even a big deal, and like it turns out it really wasn't.
Mm.
But like I'll always feel kind of bad about it. Because
you don't have to feel bad.
Because it feels like that sleazy thing where it's like someone just takes something and doesn't give anyone credit for it. But
you
I think
what
we,
it was? We just didn't have great communication.
We just didn't communicate.
And that's why we're not best friends.
But so we wrote a lot of fun stuff together. What's some of the stuff that we wrote? Do you want to share some of it?
Some of the ideas?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to share? I haven't have the document open.
What were some of the good ones? Some of the good ones.
Well, of course, there's Vom Bomb, which will go down in history.
Oh, Vom Bomb's so good.
Which was just surprise vomiting on someone or something as a joke.
Or like out in the real world. Like,
and
surprise!
Like, imagine it being so excited about it as the deliverer. Like, Vom!
And then it kind of like evolved into like photos of people mid-vomit.
Right.
Is also a Vom Bomb.
Yeah, well, that's number three on our list.
Well, because you and I would like
just throwing up.
Well, we also like connected on the whole like not liking vomit thing.
Absolutely, is it?
Are you still like that? Do you still feel that way?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'll just go out and say it. I've never publicly said this, but I have emetophobia.
What is that? Is that when you compare something to something else? Like,
no, emetophobia is the fear of vomit.
Oh. I would have thought it was a fear of metaphors.
Emetophobia? Hey, yeah. Emetophobia the other day. He wasn't a great guy. No, it's a thing.
Yeah, gross. I have that too, as well.
It's like if someone vomits near you, or if there's vomit nearby, you like have an anxiety attack. Yeah.
Yeah. That
happens to me. I've never publicly said this.
There was a kid in like elementary school who started barfing in class. And I literally like, I got up and I started organizing papers.
Okay.
I just like started cleaning up. And the teacher was like, what are you doing? Sit down. And I was like, I can't be near that. I need to just like file your paperwork.
You know what? That's exact. I 100% relate to that. Because when people would puke in my class, I would like run. We used to have these like cupboards where we'd keep our backpacks and jackets and stuff. And if someone would like throw up, I would just run over to them and open it up and go through my backpack and like pretend like I was like going through my backpack.
Help there because I have to do this important thing.
Right? Like I don't have therapy. Not only do I not have therapy, I also don't know what anxiety is. I don't know what this fear I'm feeling is at all. And I just have a fight or flight reaction, which is just to run away from it.
Yeah. That's just flight, by the way, not fight or flight.
I guess there's no fight in the situation of being afraid
of
vomit.
Fighting to fly away.
So yeah, I always felt like talking about it would make people just like send me fucking vomit pictures and videos and be assholes.
Well, it will.
I mean, it might, that's the thing. Like, people are afraid to talk about the things that they're afraid of or these real anxiety issues because they're afraid of like what people will think. And I think that's like, as an advocate for awareness of mental health issues, it's only right for me to just, and I haven't come out about it. And I've been on the internet for years and I've talked about all my anxiety problems and, you know, I've talked about all the shit that's happened in my divorce. I was pretty transparent about a lot of that stuff. But it doesn't help mental health awareness if I just keep it a secret, you know? But also there's the other part of like, why should I have to say this? Why should I have to tell anybody this? Why can't this be
talk about anything like that.
Right? And it's, I think that's unfair when you have an audience. Like, I always feel like if you have an audience, it's your responsibility to put as much advocacy for good things in the world as possible. And I should talk, because I tweet out a lot of dumb garbage. But I'll also tweet out, like, there's some fucked up shit happening. Here's a retweet for a foundation or for a donation for this. And I always talk about anxiety and how to, like, you know, you're not alone. And if you need someone to talk to, you know, you can reach out to me via email. And I'll always, you know, respond with, like, you know, r/anxiety and r/, like, suicidal thoughts or whatever, r/... suicide prevention or whatever. These, I always, like, will share these things and be like, let's have an open dialogue about mental health awareness. So I feel like there is, like, there's a part of me that, like, it was wrong of me to kind of, like, keep that from people. But I'm also, there is a part of me that the anxiety is so real, the fear is so real, that you're afraid to share it.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I've been doing within the past few years is just talking about it more, like, not only on social media to my very, very few followers, but also just, like, at work, talking with friends, and I found that, or with coworkers, and I found that, like, it just helps. And I don't like to refer to anything as, like, a mental health issue. I like to just embrace that it's a classification that just helps us manage ourselves.
I guess you're right. It's normal. Everybody has anxiety. Everybody does.
Well, and not everyone has to manage anxiety on a daily basis, but...
But everybody has a degree of anxiety. Like, no one's, like... Not everyone is suffering from it, for lack of a better term.
Right.
But everybody has that, like... They're afraid to talk to someone they never met, or they're afraid to get on stage, or they're afraid to, like, go into, like, they're afraid to drink, or they're afraid to smoke or try drugs or whatever, you know, because, you know, there's, and, you know, and it could be even smaller issues than that, but you're right. It sucks to call it a disorder, but I mean, for lack of a better term, it is. I mean, the human brain was only meant to process, like, very integral things when humans were starting, which is, like, hunting, the continuation of the species, and shelter. And that's, like, it, you know. Like, now we have, like, bills and car insurance and asshole neighbors and, like, you know, like, missing flights and time management, and we have all of these, like, other issues that have just kind of, like, made our very fragile brains kind of, like, maybe, for lack of a better term, go haywire. Or, like, and we're all different. We all have these different chemical reactions. We all react to things differently. And Owen says not everything is for everyone. And there's that whole, like, we just have different biological, chemical makeups. So it's okay to say it's a disorder, I think. But you're right. You're right. It's a gray area.
Yeah, I the reason I don't like saying it's a disorder is because right now we're not at a point where using a term like disorder is going to help people speak more or feel more comfortable speaking about their classifications.
You're right. It makes it
using
taboo.
The term disorder adds to the stigma, and it makes it feel more uncomfortable. And, like, if I were to say, you know, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety disorders, you would have a different response to me. You would feel sorry for me.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that poor girl is sad all the time.
Anxiety on a daily basis, then it's more proactive, and it's more, for me, like, it's just more honest, and it makes more sense. And it's more like, it's something you're taking charge of and something that you're taking ownership of, which I think is just, like, I encourage everyone to take ownership of their classifications and, you know, be comfortable with the fact that they have a mind that reacts with depression or anxiety to certain things that someone else might not react that way with.
Well, it's an interesting kind of day and age we live in, where we're connected. We're more connected with humans than we've ever been in the history of humanity. And I feel like, with that said, there's this, we're kind of in this, like, transitionary, like, learning period, where we're, like, finding that there are, you know, LGBTQ plus or whatever people that feel like, you know, there's men that feel like they're women, and there's women that feel like they're men. And, you know, this is something that was, like, either highly, like, problematic years and years and years ago, and like was grounds for being fucking murdered and chastised and thrown out of families and homes, and now we live in this time where people are just like, more and more people are saying that's how they feel, and it makes people kind of come out of this metaphysical closet, metaphorical closet, and it makes them come forward and say, well, shit, there's other people that feel this way too, well then fuck, I'm gonna talk about it. And this is kind of the first time where we're really digging into like all of this new stuff. And I feel like even like emetophobia is something that like people don't know about, or maybe they feel the way that they feel that way, but they don't know what it's called. And, and it's really important for us to just talk about it. It's so important for us to just say how you feel and not keep it inside, and tell people you love and tell people that are close to you, this is exactly how I feel. And it's so unfortunate that there are people out there who hide the way that they truly feel from like people who love them and care about them, and for fear of repercussion, for fear of how they'd react, for fear of being cast out. And it's very sad, because think about the people that live and die who like never, you know, someone could be closeted their entire life. Yeah. And just die, and they lived with that struggle their entire life. And that's so sad. It's so unfortunate. And I think we're on a stupid podcast that a lot of people listen to. Why the fuck not talk about this stuff? You know, we have I have a Twitter account with like so many people following and listening. Why the fuck not say that animals are treated like shit? And like, you know, we shouldn't be having as many kids as we have, and fucking shrimp is bad for you and shit like that. You know, why not? Why not be open and vocal about the way you truly feel?
Yeah.
Wow, this podcast took a turn, didn't it?
It sure did. can I tell you something else that I have a fear of real quick before we definitely stop talking about this?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Trypophobia.
Oh, man, the holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You know what's interesting?
But it's not just holes. It's lots of different types of textures.
So it's like you look at the speaker grill on your computer and it makes you kind of crawly a little bit.
I don't have a speaker grill on my computer that I'm aware of.
Like, you know the little holes where the speaker is on your computer?
No, those aren't.
I have heard of this though. There's those photos on the internet where it's like,
I can't look at them.
They photoshopped all these tiny little holes in someone's arm, and it's like,
no.
I'm not afraid of it, but I get a weird feeling. Like I get a tingle in my shoulders and spine when I see it.
I don't need to know about that. That's personal.
I get a tingle in my pants and it gets tight.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, that one's real, man. That one's fucked up. Do you actually like, you can't look at it even a little bit?
I can't do it. I can look at it, but I will avoid touching or being near things that, because they make me like, blah.
It just, you know? It's a little creepy crawly.
Like there are some trees, I forget what street, but when I lived in LA, there are trees, that I used to see, and they have like little, like almost like little, like horns on them.
Yeah.
Like tiny little, and they would make me itch. Like it makes me itch.
Interesting. Yeah, and that's it's a weird auditory thing where you see it and it makes you feel anxiety.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with emetophobia. Although I feel like the older I get, the more tolerant I become of it. But like the other day I was at Disneyland and there was like definitely puke on the ground. Right. And I just like saw it for a second and then turned away and walked away and was like, oh man, I need to get away from that. I don't want to be near that. But it didn't like ruin my day. Like when I was younger, it used to be like if I saw puke or saw someone puke, it would ruin my entire day.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be able to eat. I'd be sick. I'd feel like I was going to puke too. Mm-hmm. And it was awful. It's an awful feeling. Isn't it weird though? Because it's such a trivial thing. It's something so normal and natural.
It's gross. It's not normal.
But yeah, I mean, obviously it's gross. It's gross. But it's like to something that someone finds just gross could be an intense fear for someone else. And that's kind of like the beauty and perplexion. Is that a word? Perplexity?
Complexity, do you
the
mean?
Complexity. That's the beauty and the opposite of that, of the human mind.
grossness?
And the grossness.
But can we call this podcast the grossness of the human mind?
Throw it in the list. I'm going to forget. Do you remember all three of them we came up with?
The Mayor of Earth.
Oh, smash 'em ups, boat smash 'ems.
Yeah, boat smash up.
Boat smash 'ems. And there was another one.
Was there another one. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to have to listen to this. Thanks, Chelsea. All right. Well, this is it. We did it. But we did a podcast, but we still have to do History Road. Are you familiar with History Road, Chelsea?
Yes.
Well, you're a bad friend. At the end of every dynamic.
I am a bad friend.
No, I am a bad friend. At the end of every dynamic banter, we read a History Road submitted by a fan or by a listener. Yeah. And it's basically just kind of like, you know, memory lane. It's a take on memory lane, like to write down a memory or some kind of thing. Most of them are made up. They're completely ridiculous.
Seems like it based on what I heard.
Some of them are autobiographical.
I really enjoyed hearing them, by the way, as a listener. Like, why are you laughing? Because, like, for real?
Are you serious?
They're like, huh?
Are you serious? So you do know what History Road is?
Are you serious? Yeah, no, I listen. I listen to the show.
Oh, okay. So you were just joking.
I'm no liar.
I know.
No, but I like them. They're like really, really well written and entertaining.
Me too. I love it too. And I think it's a fun feature of the show. But recently in the last, or at least just this last episode, we had an audio History Road. And I'm kind of losing my voice because I'm on the end of my sickness here. So I'm thankful that there's an audio History Road so I don't have to read one. But Jesse Stillwell wrote out an email talking about the History Road. And also Jesse Stillwell made a website for us. He made a Dynamic Banter website. I think if you go to dynamicbanter.com, I think this will work. He made a website for us, and it's beautiful. It's great. It's got all the episodes, and it's a really great website. And I'm sorry I haven't answered back on your emails about the website, Jesse, but I'm giving you a shout out, man. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I want to be more a part of making this website a thing, but you know, time is crazy, but just know that I'm aware of it. I love it. Fantastic work. Everybody go to dynamicbanter.com and check it out. I think you can also submit History Roads there and it'll go directly to our email account or something. I don't know. Yeah. And you can, you can use this form, a form on the website. And he also has a compilation of all the History Roads so far. Wow, fuck, this is great. Nice work, Jesse. But anyway, he sent a History Road. I guess in the email he says, "Dear Mike and Steve, fuck you for agreeing to an interview with me and turning it into a fucking joke, assholes." I don't know if this is real or not, but here's the link to his Dynamic Banter. Or I'm sorry, here's the link to his Dynamic Banter. Here's the link to his history. Here's the link to his History Road. Let's listen. Ooh, love the music.
Hey everybody out there, I'm so excited to bring you the first episode of Bantering About Banter, which is a show that discusses everything happening in the world of dynamic banter, which is my favorite podcast. This? I'm thrilled and I'm so fucking honored right now to welcome the hosts of the Dynamic Banter podcast, Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza.
We're late for the show!
Should we wait till
next week? Oh my god.
No, that's alright. 3 hours isn't bad. Plus, this is worth like 20% of my grade, and you guys are really doing me a huge favor here.
That's just who I am.
Yeah, I know, right? So, you guys have been taking the internet by storm lately, and my first question that I have written down here is, what do you love most?
Hold on, I'm pausing this. Were we supposed to do an interview for this guy for his class or something?
Are you asking me? Because I'm not sure.
I'm just not remembering that. I'm so sorry, Jesse, if that's the truth. But this is so much better than any interview you could have gotten out of Mike and I. I'm just speaking for Mike when I say this. Whatever you've made here is definitely better than the interview you would have gotten from us. And I'm sorry. And if you still need an interview from us, then I apologize, and we will do our best to get that to you. Please email me again and give me all the details. But anyway, this is fantastic. Let's get back to this.
Here is, what do you love most about the internet?
We are forced to share this tube that is thousands of feet in the air with the fucking worst that humanity has to offer.
Tube, what do you mean by that? You mean the internet?
Yes, I do.
That's what this podcast is about.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, in a roundabout sort of way, but it's more about, like, your podcast, Dynamic Banter.
You're an asshole.
That's uncalled for. I'm, like, a huge fan of you guys. I've been telling all my friends about you, and my mom's listening right now. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, because what the fuck is this podcast, Mike? It's literally nothing.
Well, that's what I'm trying to... I'm trying to get my degree so that I can make it something.
This podcast is really just going to be us fucking talking about nothing.
So let's talk about something then. What do you guys want to talk about?
Sit here and don't move for 32 minutes. There's literally nothing.
Mike, what was it like meeting Elliot Morgan the first time?
In my experience, people don't want to look at you. They don't want to talk to you. You're a pig person. Fucking angry, vocal, moron devil.
Look, I don't understand. I really look up to you and Mike, and I've had some depression in the past, and you guys really pull me out of it with your show. So I don't get this. What's going on?
And this is the problem with humanity. That's the kind of stuff that makes me cringe.
Holy shit, man. Why are you doing this? You guys are usually so nice.
You know what we have in common right now?
No, what?
You're a bad person.
All right. This is obviously a joke to you guys, so thanks for wasting my fucking time.
Owen's laughing really hard because of how right I am.
Fuck both of you, seriously.
Let me off this fucking ride.
Oh,
seriously,
no.
I'm never listening to your fucking show again.
Oh no.
Good for me.
You're really not fucking around? Like, I'm gonna have to retake this class, guys. This is so fucked.
Fucking people are the worst.
I don't want to spend the whole podcast talking about things we don't like.
So talk about something else. Like, you don't have to spend my entire podcast fucking insulting me.
I don't want to do this. You're trying to trick me into doing
it. Oh, I know.
No, I'm not. I'm literally just a fan, and I emailed you guys, and you agreed to come on my show. Like, I'm just so fucking sad right now.
And there's like a real like recording booth with nobody in it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is ruining my favorite thing.
It's like hard for me.
Oh, I thought this was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna make us buddies.
Yeah, because it's like when I connect eyes with someone, I like to instantly be like, "It's gonna be last night and on Sunday night on night."
All right.
Alright, fuck it. I guess this is the last ever episode of Bantering About Banter because Steve Zaragoza and Mike Falzone are fucking assholes.
You made history.
You did.
You totally made history.
You know what you can't make? Did you hear what you just said?
Fuck you, piece of shit motherfuckers. Fucking amateurs. Fucking amateur hour bullshit. Fuck this shit.
You can't.
Should we wait till next week?
Wow. Wow, that was amazing.
It was amazing and intense and also made me laugh, but also made me worried.
Well, you know, I'm not worried because Jesse Stillwell is an amazing person. He's very funny. His contributions to the EZU are always appreciated. And I think that's amazing. I think what he made might be a contender for the greatest history road we've ever had on the show.
Can you, instead of just, instead of putting this podcast up, can you just put that up?
Can we still call it the mayor of the mayor of Earth?
Even better. Yes. Oh, it was Juice Box. What's it?
Oh, Postmodern Juice Box. Yeah, yeah. Can you write all that down for me, please, Chelsea, and send that to me?
I don't have a pencil.
That's why I love you, Chelsea. You're funny. You're charming. You're hilarious. You're such a great person. You've got a great heart. You love animals. You love your family. You're a good friend. You're a fucking great friend. And I love you with all my heart. And I want to thank you so much for digging me out of a hole. Helping me out of the hole, which was Mike being way too busy to record the episode this week. And I'm going to New York. I'm going to be at New York Comic Con. Oh, this is great, because this is a great, this could be a very natural plug. I'm going to be at Comic Con, New York Comic Con. I love a natural plug. What's that?
That I love a natural plug.
Well, I know that you react badly to the latex ones.
Yes, yes.
But I am going to be at New York Comic Con. I'm going to be at the Stubborn Cola booth on Sunday. That is October 9th. And I will be there from, like, shit. I don't have this information. Why did I start a plug that I don't have the information for?
You want me to Google it?
No. I'm pulling up my tweet. I'm so stupid. Hey, I'm going to be somewhere. I don't know where. Bye-bye. I'm going to be at the booth number 1ECC27, which is the Stubborn Cola booth, on Sunday, October 9th from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So come by and we can drink some soda together. And you guys, you can touch my beard. We can hug. You can ask me personal questions I would never say on the internet. I would never answer on the internet. As long as you don't have a recording device on you, I will tell you everything you want to know. I'll tell you what happened to Ross at SourceFed. I'll tell you the real story. I've seen some stories in the subreddit that are mostly true. But, yeah, let's talk. Come by, god damn it. Come by at the Skybound. I'm sorry. That was stupid for me to even say Skybound, because there's no... What's the connection? Why did I say that? God. Well, Skybound is sending me, if I can say that. I'm just saying it. Skybound is sending me. I love them so much. Everyone who works at Skybound is fantastic, and so it's because of them that we will be able to touch each other consensually at New York Comic Con. So anyway, Chelsea, you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. You're hilarious. I'm so happy that the internet gets your hilarity in a more like you way.
We'll see.
I feel like I've dominated most of the discussion here, but you've had some very funny quips.
I appreciate that.
Fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smash-ups, beat.
Well, anyway, Chelsea, I hope we have you on in the future. I know that you missed, you're bummed out that you didn't get to be on with Mike, but we're going to make it happen. We're going to do another podcast where you will be our guest.
And I've been speaking with him right now, by the way.
Have you been texting him?
we speak to each other on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you guys have like a DM thing going on. I'm really jealous about it.
Are you? I had one with both of you.
I was just kidding. No. I know about it. I'm just kidding. You're allowed to be friends with whoever you want. Okay. It's fine. No, go talk to Mike Falzone.
I will.
Go ahead and fucking talk. I'll give you his phone number. You have his phone number?
No.
Well, I'll give it to you so you guys can fucking talk all night.
Yes. Tell me right now. What is it?
Okay, it's 310. all right. Well, anyway, Chelsea, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything you want to plug?
Wow.
Jeez. I'm sorry. You cracked
yourself up with that one.
No, I laughed about it because we're friends and we josh each other. But you listen, I am your number one fan, Chelsea. Is that not true?
I believe that my dog is my number one fan.
I wanted to talk about your dog, too. There's no more time. How's Mars?
He seems to be doing better. He's licking his butthole right now.
He's licking his butthole?
Yeah. Why are you surprised? He's a dog.
Because I wasn't sure if you said bubble or butthole.
Well, he licked his bubble before, but now he's licking his butthole.
But Marlon Bean, your wonderful dog,
yeah, Marlon Bean.
Your dog who almost bit my face off one time.
Because you made a frightening sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a the sound you make when you talk to dogs sound?
Because
that's what I did.
Being a weirdo.
I was just how you talk to dogs. Listen, that's how I talk to all dogs when I first meet them.
Listen.
Even the ones that go to heaven.
Some dogs don't know what to do when a new face is in their face screaming adorable things at it. Okay?
All right. Listen. I don't take offense to it. Marlon is an animal, and you're right, I was in his face, but I was also giving him rubs. I was rubbing his head.
I know. I bet if you did it now, I don't recommend it, but if you were to try it now, I bet you might not get bit.
Well, I'm going to see you this weekend. I'm very excited. I'm coming to New York, and not only am I going to be at New York Comic Con, but I'm going to get to be in the same city as you.
Yeah,
and we're gonna hang out.
You didn't say we're gonna hang out.
What? We are gonna hang out. I thought we were gonna hang out.
Yeah, no, we will. I got some stuff going on. I can't plug it right now, but I got stuff going on. So I don't know.
Do you want people to follow you on your Twitter account? I think you're very funny there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sure. Okay. If you're into anxiety, dogs, and esoteric puns, I'm your gal.
I love anxiety dogs. I love when they're at the airport before you get on a plane.
Oh, I know.
What is your Twitter name?
It's Miss Lady McGee.
So it's just at MissLadyMCGEE.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chelsea, thank you again. And for everyone listening, thank you. If you want to submit your history roads, you can do so by sending them to the Dynamic Banter email account, which is just dynamicbanter@gmail.com. And if you want to send us some tweets, you can do so there as well as at Dynamic Banter. And of course, our show is on every Friday, and so don't miss us. And I love you guys very much, and I'm very happy for your patronage and your listenership. But please, if you like the show, please rate and review on iTunes, because it helps us out a lot. Maybe we'll get back on that top 30 list or wherever we were at one point.
I think you will.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I love doing the show, and I love your guys' history roads and your tweets. They always make me and Mike laugh, and Owen, and everybody else loves it. So thank you guys so much.
Fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smashes, beatings.
Thanks to Gene Shalit. Rest in peace. May your mustache forever sleep in a peaceful slumber. And thank you to my guest host, Chelsea Dunaway. And we'll see you guys on the next shit. You'll hear us next time.
I hope no one gets in any boat smash-ems in the meantime.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.